Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Taros, Perek Tes, Mishnayos Daled and Hey, Le'ilui Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnah has been talking to us a lot about how things continue in an olive holder. In other words, if I'm making olive oil, when is there considered to be a Gemar Pri? When is it going to be considered to be the end of the processing, so that Tumas Ochel can be contracted, and until what point is it not considered fully processed? So Agomer as Esav, what happens if I'm done, a person who's in Am Aretz is done processing his olive after the season? During the season, he was trusted just to say his olive oil is tar. But after the season, he is not going to be trusted. And so what do we do? Vishiyar kurbu achas. This fellow is done, and he leaves over one box, and that's the box, the poorest box that he's going to use to separate his trumos and his mitros. The problem is, it's after the season, so what are we going to do to make sure that those things don't come out tummy? So the Mishnah says, what is he supposed to do? Yitnena le'inei ha-kohen d'ver meir. The meir says the kohen has to be standing on top of him while he separates the trumos and mitros to make sure that since the season has passed, to make sure that the truma can only be prepared bitara if it's done under the watchful eye of the Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, that's not so. Amaretz doesn't have to leave one box unfinished and completed in front of the Kohen. Yolich ha-samavtech miyad, he can complete the processing himself. And then what should he do? He should put it under a lock and key and bring the key to the Kohen. And so we assume, since he's rushing the box, the key to the Kohen, right? We can believe him when he says that he just finished working with his olives. Rabbi Shimon Omer Me'is La'isi, Rabbi Shimon says, look, he doesn't have to rush it to the Kohen right away. As long as he brings the key to the Kohen within 24 hours in the moment, he puts the olives into the holder, he's still trusted to testify that he just finished the processing and that the stuff is going to be considered tar. The halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he should bring it right away. Haminiach zeisim bakotesh. What happens if the person places his olives not in the holder, but rather he puts it in the kotesh, in the actual crusher itself? But he doesn't push the crusher together. And he leaves it there, sheyim tonu. He wants the olives to soften up so that he should be able to crush them easier. Sheyim nochen lichdosh. Right? The fatter and plumper they are, the easier it is to press them. The fact that they're inside is considered, placing them into the crusher is considered complete, as if he was done processing, and so therefore they're going to be able to become tamei. The moksha, any liquid that falls on them is going to be moksha lekabel tuma. Sheim tonu sheim lechem. What if he's waiting for them to plump up, but he's not going to crush them to make olive oil? He's just leaving them there for the space, and later he's going to salt them and eat them, not crush them for olive oil. So Beis Shammai omrim muksharim. Beis Shammai says in such a situation, it's still going to be moksha lekabel tuma. Beis Hillel omrim ein muksharim. Beis Hillel says no, they're not going to be moksha lekabel tuma, because he's not done the processing yet. He still has to salt them. And so that's the position of Beis Hillel. They're not considered Gemar Malacha. Not Gemar Malacha, it's not going to be considered food as yet. If a person squashes olives with his tummy hands, so even though they're not finished yet, the dirty hands ruin truma. Something can ruin truma. It's still going to be able to go ahead and be metame mashkin. And so therefore, if he squashes the olives and the olive oil comes out, he made them tame in the process. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.